afternoon, Dagaji. Please welcome to Auroville. This is Pooja from Radio Auroville. This is your first trip to Auroville?
Yeah, this is my first trip. First time ever to Auroville.
Any impressions or feelings about being here today?
I always heard so much about Auroville, you know, and just arrived, so I'll be going around the place tomorrow and seeing a lot of places, I think. It's nice though.
We are all looking forward to your concert this evening at Bharat Nivas. Would you care to just say something about yourself to the people in Auroville? There are some people who don't know so much about the Rudraveena and about the concert. So if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I was actually born and brought up in Mumbai. Convent schooling. I went to St. Xavier's, Mumbai, up to second year PA. And then when my father expired, I left all my studies and everything, and I came into music. And since 1990, I have been studying music with my uncle now. And I actually started music at the age of 7 with the sitar for 2 or 3 years. I learned with my mother. Then I gave it up for a few years. Then I dabbled on the surbhar, which is like a bass sitar. And then I turned on to rudra Veena after the age of 16, serious. And then after 20, when my father expired, I started playing concerts. And since then, I've been playing concerts. And the kind of style I play is called Drupad. Drupad is one of the, it's like orthodox Indian classical music. It's what you would say, it's compared to, according to the Western classicalism, it would be like Bach on their front.
Yeah.
And it is a kind of music which was there in the princely courts, like my grandfather, great-grandfather, all were in the princely courts in India. And but in itself, the music is like, the nature of the music is very, very, it's very different. It is more exploratory, experimenting. And it has a strong framework, but within the framework, one can do a lot of things. And the main aspect of the music would be the alap, which is the first portion. And that's where the entire action of the music happens. You take a raag and you try to create newer phrases. You try to create, you try to bring out the subtleties, and you try to expand the boundaries of raag, and you know, see how far you can take it. In a way, Drupad is a form. Actually, if you define it, it is something like, if you say, the old definition was like, it is like a Dhruvatara, like, you know, it is a form. I would actually say it is a quality of music that aspires to do something within itself. And there is a particular way of mannerism of going around it. And there is a fixed direction in which you want to look at this. It's like, you know, when you make, suppose you're making a Rolls Royce car, there is a certain thing in the mind which is need not be written down, but which is a certain quality of work and certain way of doing the work. So it's like, that's why it's like the North Star. It's leading you in a certain direction. You want to refine it, you want to reform it, you want to redefine it, you want to you want to blow up all the small nuances which are under the microscope. So, and apart from that, yes, many people think it's a very spiritual music, and many people think it's very erotic, or many other people think it's something else. So there are some other basically it is an art, and it is it cannot be you cannot actually play it for the people. It is you can share it with the people.
So, but it seems like a lot of people, for them, Rudraveena is a rare instrument. So do you think it should stay that way, a rarity, or do you think there are more younger people who can and should listen to it? Is your aim to popularize it, or would you rather have it have its special place within the classical music genre?
See, I don't think that we should popularize it. It will, you know, it, everything is like the it's like the wheel of a cycle. Sometimes this end is at the top, sometimes that end is at the bottom. At the present moment, it's not very popular, but it will gradually gain some popularity, and that is better than trying to push it forward, because mm-hmm. something that rises too fast is going to dip too. So my aim would be is, and who can learn this Rudra Veena, which is a rare instrument, if I can find two or three students, then we are already one step ahead.
Okay.
And then they will find two or three steps. So we should grow gradually and
mm-hmm.
very strongly. Otherwise, just for the sake of popularity, then, mm-hmm. you know, people might not come for the instrument, they might come for something else, and then we'll lose the instrument much faster than, you know, trying to gain it.
You know, we all know about your family lineage, and do you feel some sort of pressure on you? You know, you have such a big legacy before you, and you know, you're trying to create a special space in this area. Do you feel that there's any pressure on you for to live up to that?
No, actually there is no pressure at all. When I was taught in this Guru Shishya Parampara, it was very clear that even though you belong to a certain lineage, it is not important to think of what lineage you come from. It is very important what the work is talking about. And my teachers, Ustad Zia Mohiuddin Dagar, my father, and my uncle, Ustad Zia Faruddin Dagar, have helped me to understand and to create my own space within this framework. So I will be growing in a different direction. So.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what the lineage does is it sets a certain standard. So you have to have certain quality of work, which is good. But there is no pressure, because to each his own. I am not really worried about this.
Is there any favorite composition of yours from this? Are you going to play anything special tonight?
No, I don't decide what I'm going to do ever. It is always because... everything is ex-tempo for me. I mean, I might go and decide something, and then when I go on the stage, I might do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because basically being a solo artist, I don't want to decide anything. Then the freshness remains. So I would tune the Tanpura and then see what to do and what not to do. It's totally
okay.
Open out there.
Tell us a little bit about you as a person. Is there other kinds of music that you listen to? What are your other interests?
Yeah, I used to listen to everything. I mean, I started listening to pop, rock, cool rock, hard rock, metal rock, jazz, bebop, Western classical. And in the initial years, when I was very small, my uncle had all this room full of LPs, and he used to play for me Russian, Turkish, African, all this kind of folk music, Greek, Scottish, and I grew up with these things in my life, and I grew up with a lot of books on paintings and all that. And slowly I there was always classical music at home, so I would listen to that as well, but not very keenly, because Drupad classical concerts are like 1.5 hours, 2 hours or minimum, and then 3 hours, 4 hours. So I would listen to the smaller pieces of other kinds of music. Then slowly but surely I started listening to, you know, I started listening to ghazals. Then I started listening to khyal, and then I started again listening to Drupad. And so I have seen a variety of music. When I go abroad, I go and go to places where they have jazz music in the night. Like if you go to Amsterdam, there is a place called Beemhuis,
mm-hmm.
and all the jazz musicians from all over the world, whenever they come, they play, they jam together, and those kind of things. So, but at the present, I'm not. I'm more just involved with my work, and I'm trying to improve my work and to give it a certain kind of direction. So I don't listen to very much anything, except when I'm traveling in a car or something, and whatever is put on, I listen to it.
Do you consider yourself to be spiritually inclined? And I ask this as, you know, many people come to Auroville to get some peace here and to explore their real selves. And so just curious if there's a spiritual aspect to you.
I don't. I mean, I believe in God and I don't believe in religion. I have faith. But I think spiritual inclination is some kind of a blessing. I would really not know until I have really become spiritual. So yeah, I mean I used to like stories about, you know, mythology and this and all this thing, but I really don't know.
Is there any special message that you would like to give to people in Auroville? Is there something you're trying to tell them through your music?
Yeah, I'm just trying to say that, you know, now over the years, music has become a form of entertainment. We have to understand that it is basically an art, and art is absolutely useless. You cannot get anything from it, you cannot give anything to it. So whenever they listen to a concert, they should try to look at it from an art point of view, because art is for the sake of love, and that's what music is all about.
Mm-hmm. Great. We are all looking forward to your concert this evening. I am with Bahiuddin Dagar, and he's going to perform the Rudra Veena in Auroville today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.